The Red List is looking at classifying species according to their extinction risk, and it's developed by a voluntary network membership of species specialist groups. And so there are 7,000 experts that all contribute to classifying species according to these threatened categories.
And what does the study say this year?
Well, it's the most comprehensive assessment of the world's mammals so far, and what it's showing is that we are at a crisis point. Almost one in four species of mammals are at risk of disappearing forever.
Which species are particularly at risk?
Okay, well, it classifies things into different categories, and the worst is obviously extinct in the wild. And this year we've seen the Peare's David's deer, which is found in China, has gone into the extinct in the wild category. But also there are some more commonly known species. The Iberian lynx, for example, has just been listed on the critically endangered, and that only has a population of 84 to 143 adults. So you can see that we've got a severe problem here in, a very loved species in the European region.
Which areas of the world are most affected?
The main threats that are affecting species are habitat loss and degradation, overexploitation, pollutants getting into the environment, and climate change. And what we're seeing is that habitat loss and degradation is affecting 40% of the world's mammals, and those are most extreme in Central and Southern America, in Western, Eastern, and Central Africa, in Madagascar, and in South and Eastern Asia.
And what should we do to protect these species?
Well, this list is so important for this because we want the decision makers who are deciding on policies, who are deciding on where our funds are going to be allocated, to actually act on this. And so we need to make sure that there are controls stopping habitat loss when it's looking at infrastructure development or logging. We need to make sure there's proper enforcement in terms of making sure that those trade controls are actually implemented. And we need to stop the pollution, and most importantly, we need to make sure that we make a commitment and actually act on reducing our carbon emissions, because climate change is a global problem.